Harvey Dent. A pleasure to share a room with Gotham's greatest defender of justice. Couldn't do it if you didn't catch them first, Batman. We make a pretty good team, if I do say so myself. Isn't it past your bedtime? Let's not be hasty, Strange. You've got to prove this contraption works first. If it does, Batman and Robin won't be the only ones out of a job. My good luck charm, Batman, a memento from the coin counterfeit case. The first crook I ever put behind bars. Scintillating. Can we get on with this? I have dinner plans with our mutual friend Bruce Wayne. And millionaires don't like to be kept waiting. It's not like you to be speechless, Bruce. What's the verdict? I'm whole again. There's no longer a stranger in the mirror looking back at me. How can I ever thank you for your unwavering support? Assistant to the assistant district attorney? You bet, Commissioner. I'll do everything in my power to earn Gotham's trust again. From now on, Harvey Dent is back on the side of angels and in charge of his own fate. Looks like it, Commissioner. Despite my winning streak since returning to the DA's office, half of me hoped the poor devil would confess and save the expense of a lengthy trial. I object. Counsel is confusing the witness. Objection. Tut is on trial here, not the professor. Judge, I'd like to call my next witness. Batman. Batman, in all your dealings with King Tut, how would he rate as criminal masterminds go? So you're saying the only hope to ridding Gotham of the scourge of King Tut is to send him to prison where he can get the help he so desperately needs. No further questions. Your Honor, I'd like to call Professor McElroy to the stand. Professor, you stated for the court that you have no memory of your actions when King Tut takes over. But isn't it true that without your expertise in Egyptology, Tut couldn't commit his crimes?
Well, I suppose that's true, but...
thereby making you the real mastermind behind his schemes.
Hamana.
No further questions, Your Honor. ...15 years with possible time off for good behavior. Tough break for the professor.
Yes, poor devil. Still, justice was served. At this rate, you'll be lead DA again in no time, Harvey.
Batman nabs the super crooks, and I send them to the state pen.
The same place Batman sent you.
Why, Dick, I hope you don't feel like a third wheel when I'm around. After all, I'm only Bruce's best friend. You're his ward. But the truth is, if it wasn't for Batman's help or Bruce's friendship during my dark time, who knows where I'd be right now. Anyway, it's time I confessed to the other reason for my visit.
Go on.
There's a charity that's dear to my heart, the Society for Underprivileged Fraternal Twins.
A worthy cause. The stigma of being the less attractive twin is a heavy burden no one should have to bear. Of course I'll do it.
Marvelous. I've already found the venue. The newly refurbished Winning Pair Casino. It'll be great fun. Of course, Bruce. I'll be in touch.
Batman, look. His face is normal.
Batman, to what do I owe this unexpected visit?
Apologies, Mr. Dent, but we've discovered there's a mastermind behind King Tut's and Bookworm's latest crime sprees.
The audacity. I've been here all night, Boy Wonder. Surely you don't think I'm involved in this. Why, it's positively beyond the pale.
Excuse Robin's overzealousness, Mr. Dent, but we can't rule anyone out at this point.
Of course, Batman. You'll receive my full cooperation. I've worked so hard to rebuild my reputation. What kind of a twisted monster would do such a thing?
I won't rest until we get to the bottom of this.
I have total confidence in you, Caped Crusader, and I quiver with anticipation at the thought of putting this imposter behind bars. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to finalize plans for my charity bachelor auction. Perhaps you've heard about it from our mutual friend, Bruce Wayne.
It's me. I can't go on like this. I insist you stop this madness at once.
Look, pretty boy, we had a deal, remember? frame the super crooks and use their stolen loot to finance my criminal coup while you convict them and reclaim your sterling reputation as DA of Gotham City. You've done all right for yourself, haven't you?
Maybe, but the Masked Manhunter's no fool. Before long, he'll be on to us.
By the time Batman discovers our secret, I will know his. Once that happens, the dynamic duo will be zilch zeros.
Robin! What are you doing? Get out of here before it's too late.
Batman's right.
Harvey, it's not too late. Help us take down the man who put you up to this.
But I'm as guilty as he is. I just couldn't take being a peon in the DA's office. So when he offered me this Faustian deal, I took it.
I still believe in you, Harvey.
Then you're a fool!
Mr. Wayne had your face restored. You were reformed.
I'm afraid Bruce...
only... healed the scars.
On the outside, Batman. This fiend forced me to set up this charity auction as a ruse to trap Bruce Wayne in a lie. I only agreed because I didn't believe him. Bruce wouldn't keep anything that important from me. Bruce, how could you keep secrets from your old friend? I'm sorry, Batman. Bruce, I can't tell you how terribly sorry I am about all this.
You're weak, Dent. And now that you've outlived your usefulness to me, it's time I snuffed you out. You did this. I'll destroy you.
No, he's my friend. He believed in me when no one else would.
He was a fool to trust us.
There's no us anymore, Two-Face. I'm Harvey Dent. Oh! District Attorney. Oh! And I'm bringing you to justice. Ah! Harvey! Gone, Boy Wonder. He's... Oh. Thanks, Bruce. Once again, you've helped me in ways I can never begin to repay.
Don't mention it, Harvey. That's what old friends are for.
Say, I'd better get up there. Thank you for that warm welcome. And now, without further ado, I'd like to present our first item up for auction. The most eligible bachelor in Gotham City... Batman.